Well, tonight, my children are going to open up their gifts from us. Tomorrow, they're going to open up gifts from my parents. The next day, they're going to open up gifts from my wife's parents. Yesterday, they opened up gifts from friends. The week before, they opened up gifts from friends at school and gifts from their teachers. So, needless to say, if you have children, you understand your children get lots of gifts. And that's what Christmas is, right? It's just so gift-oriented. Now, I could stop all that gifting, and I could just put a halt to it all and just tell my children, you get enough good things in life. I didn't have it as great as you did, although I did, but I didn't have it as great as you did. You can't get all these great gifts. One or two is enough. But it's Christmas, and their friends expect them to get gifts, and they expect to get gifts, and we expect to give them gifts, and we expect to get gifts. It's just gift-oriented. And that's just fine with me. And it should be fine with you as well, because I actually want to make the argument that without gifts, what is the point of Christmas at all? Is not Christmas the time when we celebrate the ultimate gift? Jesus himself, God himself incarnate in man for us to worship and enjoy forever. And Jesus calls himself a gift. John 4:10. Jesus is speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well, and he says to her, if you knew the gift of God, he's talking about himself and what he offers, and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. That's the gift, eternal life. Jesus calls himself the gift of God. Romans 6:23 talks about the gift. For the wages of sin is what? Death. That's what we earned, right? So let's apply that to our children's lives. How many gifts did they actually earn this year, right? Should we make a tally and for every good gift that they, every good thing they did, they get a gift, but for every bad thing they did, we take a gift away? That wouldn't be very fair. But that's our spiritual condition. We have earned death. The wages of our sin is death. But the free gift, I'm going to say that again, but the free gift, not earned, free. Free doesn't mean didn't come without a payment. Free means you owe nothing. It means you couldn't earn it because the payment was Christ's blood. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Paul's talking to believers about how they exchange gifts and money with each other, and he kind of uses that as a means to praise God for his ultimate gift, and he says this, thanks be to God for his, listen to this word, it is the word of all words, for his inexpressible gift. If there was something that was so great you didn't know what to call it, you would just use a word that defines that this thing is so great that you don't know what to call it. Inexpressible. That's the greatness of the gift that we have. Ephesians 2:9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the what? The gift of God. Means salvation is a gift, and that gift comes to you through the means of your faith in Christ or believing in Jesus. And that belief of yours is a gift of God's grace. If you think about what a gift really is, it is only a gift because it requires no payment. I mean, what is a gift if it requires a payment? What is a gift if tonight you hand your kids a gift and they rip it open and they're like, oh, an Xbox? Yeah, Mom and Dad, thank you so much. You're like, all right, $300. That was really expensive. they would be like, they would know you're kidding because that's so insane that you would request payment, right? And they couldn't afford it. What is a gift if something is expected in return? The essence of a gift is that it is given regardless of the condition of the one who receives it. And this is why I don't like the idea that is perpetuated throughout our culture that our children must behave all year long to get these Christmas gifts, which is what I was saying earlier when I'm like, if let's tally up their good deeds and their bad deeds like Santa does and say good things and bad things, and if they're on the nice list, they get gifts. If they're on the naughty list, they don't get gifts. That concept is not the gospel. I've made that mistake in the past, and I've hung Christmas over my kids' heads. Like, if you don't behave, there will be no Christmas this year. Okay, that is spoken strictly out of, I am at a loss of how to discipline these children anymore. that's stretching, that's reaching, that's I've got nothing left. It's not biblical parenting. Now, I say this because Christmas is a beautiful opportunity for us to use real, tangible gifts that they can pick up and play with and use, and keyword, because if this doesn't happen, this is the key to the gift. They have to pick up these gifts and they have to enjoy them. And they're going to enjoy them when they what? When they love them. We want them to love the gift, and we want them to play with the gift, and we want them to enjoy the gift. We want them to have fun with the gift. And when they do that, we pick up the gift and we go, this is Jesus. Actually, it's an Xbox, but there's a relationship here, right? It's just a toy. It's just a gimmick. It's just a thing that you're going to enjoy for a year or two, probably about 2 weeks if they're as rough as my kids. But it is a gift that we want them to love and enjoy. And when we do, and when they do, we have an opportunity to teach them that this is exactly what God has given you. A gift that you can love and enjoy, the ultimate gift, which is Jesus Christ himself. A gift that requires no payment and cannot be earned by good behavior. Just before service, I took my kids into my office. I have that luxury, none of you do. You probably have to take them into the bathroom or the nursery or something, but I took them into my office and I said, tonight I want you to behave, but more than that, I want you to remember that this will be a service you'll remember for the rest of your life. You'll grow up thinking, I remember going to church on Christmas Eve with my family, and you're going to tell your kids, we're going to church because that's what we did, and I want you to enjoy Jesus because this is all about Jesus, and I want you to sing like you're singing to Jesus. I want you to enjoy Christmas Eve service because I know you're excited to go home and open gifts, but I want you to realize that Jesus is the greatest gift. And one of my kids says, and I said, and if you don't behave, there are consequences. And one of my kids said, are you going to take Christmas away? I said, no, because that's exactly what I'm preaching against. Because I want you, parents, to take the gifting opportunity this Christmas to teach your kids the gospel. Every Christmas, every year, I praise God for godly parents who loved me and taught me the gospel, because every Christmas we would sit down and my dad would say, before we do anything, we're going to pray. And then he would tell us some Bible story and tell us the gospel, or my mom would read some scripture. And every year it was all about Jesus. And I became a pastor. What do you know? So what I'm telling you is, it will last for generations. This is more than just getting to the gifts. This is about the future of the kingdom. And I want to make one more supporting point for why we should not hang Christmas over our kids' heads. Wisdom from Proverbs 29:4 says this. By justice, a king builds up the land. Now he's going to tell, that's how the king builds up the land. Now he's going to tell us how the king destroys the land. But he who exacts gifts tears it down. He who hangs gifts over people's heads or takes bribes of gifts tears down the kingdom. That means justice builds up a kingdom, but bribery with gifts will tear it down. When we bribe our families with gifts for their behavior, we're not building a kingdom mentality in our children. Instead, we're teaching them a false gospel, a gospel that tells them that what is required is good behavior to receive good gifts. Now, what I also do want to just, a little caveat, is that there is this obvious parenting reality that we expect obedience from our children, and when they don't obey, there are blessings we remove from their life, there are gifts we take from them, and there are disciplines we add to them, and that's all part of the parenting reality. I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is, even in that, when that's done biblically, we still project the gospel message that your salvation and the gift of Jesus Christ is never earned. It's simply believed and received as a free gift. And Christmas, a time when our kids all get free gifts, well, free to them, is a great opportunity to teach them that gospel. So, if you haven't had gift time with your family yet, I'm calling all fathers and mothers to make gift time an opportunity to share the gospel with your children. Grandparents, share it with your grandchildren. Don't expect your kids to teach their kids. I hope they are, but grandparents, don't hold back. Teach your grandkids. Uncles and aunts, share it with your nephews and nieces. Do not expect your brothers and sisters to share it with their kids. Share it with your kids. Share it with their kids. Share it with your parents. Christmas is that opportunity. Be bold at Christmas. I assume most of you here, whether you're going to have Christmas tonight or maybe you had this morning or maybe Christmas comes tomorrow morning for you. When I say Christmas, I mean gift time. I assume most of you are going to be with the people you're with here, but probably many of you will be with others. Family members who aren't believers, nieces and nephews, uncles and aunts, mothers and fathers, children who are not believers. Do not miss this once-a-year opportunity to say, this gift is meant to show us something better. I'm giving you this gift for you to play with, to love, and to enjoy. And that is exactly why God gives us Jesus, so we would have him and love him and enjoy him forever. And the best part about Jesus is he never breaks. He never gets old. He never rusts. He never rots. He never molds. He just gets glorious. And that is for your joy. Don't miss that opportunity this Christmas. Now, as the children, the choir children who've practiced with the choir, come forward. Go ahead, children. You can come forward. They're going to come so quietly you won't even notice them.
And we're going to pray. Join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are good, great, precious gift, that there is no other gift beside you. And as we open up presents tonight, tomorrow, whatever, that we would be reminded of how you've opened our hearts to the truth, the gift we have not earned, and we are to be free. Pray that the families this evening, that this be a memorable moment, and the gospel would sink deep into our souls, and we would fall deeper in love with Jesus. Our Lord, greatest gift ever. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people and God's little children said,
Amen.